of egg and milk and salt and pepper, and you can put that slice of bacon in the milk, dip it in the flour, and then put it in the hot grease, and it'll make a crust over the bacon. Oh, that's good, that one, crushed bacon. But you don't get too much crushed bacon. Now they slice all the bacon. Now, they do have slabs of bacon, but they don't have them in big. They have them about $2 and $3 slabs, about the like this same.
Did you ever hear people call that side of bacon the Midland?
Yeah, they call it that. South Bellin, too.
South Bellin.
Yeah.
That was the same thing?
Huh?
That was the same thing?
Yeah, yeah. The Midland, you know, it's Midland. And then lots of the old folks say, well, we want to save all our Midlands. We want to cure them, and them old sow bellies are be good this winter. Used to call them all kinds of things. Hadn't thought about that in a long time.
What kind of meat was it that people boiled along with their green?
What?
You know, that meat that you boil along with your green?
Well, that's bacon. Wait a minute, no. You boil with your greens, you use ham hock. When you kill, you know, they save those bones and the hocks of the hogs, you know, and they cure them up and they cut them in pieces and leave them, and they call that ham hock. And they use it in the beans or peas, but they use them, if you say, they use sow belly in there too. That's plain old bacon.
What other different cuts of meat have you heard about? Different cuts of beef or
beef?
Something like that.
Well, all kind of cuts of beef. And lamb and pork and that they have, when they take the neck part or the other, they call it rump. I like to buy steaks, and I like to buy roast, but I like to buy the chuck roast, because it seems like it is, I don't know, the way you cook it now, you can cook it, and the way that we used to cook it, just put it in the stove and put it in the pan with a cover over. But now they've got so much electricity and different pans and all that you put it in and use it. Turn your electricity down and to a certain time and let it cook so long it tender. And we used to cook it, put it in the big pan and put a covered dish over, covered lid over, just like you was fixing to bake a turkey or something like that. Fix your steaks, fix your roast and things like that. Pork roast or your steak roast and all like that. Cook it an hour and a half or 2 hours or 3 hours. And we always done all of our baking on Saturday. Baked our bread and cooked our pies and cakes so we'd have our Sunday's dinner ready. Now you don't do that. You just cook it when you get ready. But my mother and daddy always take our Saturday night's bath, and we'd be ready to get up. But then we went to church and Sunday school in the wagon. It'd take a whole lot longer than it does now. Go to church.
Were there the different types of ham that you can get? Different cuts of ham.
Yeah.